this past week's this past Shabbos, the parsha was Parshas Kisetze. So a little bit, in order to appreciate the context of the Sicha, it's important to know that the Sicha was said, the riots in Crown Heights had started that week. So this Shabbos was like right in the middle of the riots. And interestingly, the week before in Parshas Shaftim, the Rebbe had spoken about the fact that the leader of the generation is also the prophet of the generation. So many years later, it actually came out very interesting. There's this fellow named David Luchens, who whose family had a unique connection with the past few Lubavitcher Rebbes. Apparently, his grandfather was great grandfather was a cantonist, who after he got out of the army was niskarved by the Rebbe of that time. I don't remember if it was which Rebbe it was. He spoke about it. He gave a speech once, more than once. But one of the Rebbeim made his great grandfather's shidduch, and somehow the family had a connection with the Rebbes. Then when they came to America, they continued to have a very interesting connection. So this fellow was by the Rebbe quite a number of times, and he worked on Senator Moynihan's staff, who was the senator of New York State for many years. And he told over how he didn't appreciate the juxtaposition of the Sicha, but he told over how not long before the riots broke out, the Rebbe contacted him and said he needs to speak to Senator Moynihan. And the Rebbe, they spoke, and the Rebbe said that this was a 91 was the end of the towards the end of the term of the first President Bush, so it was already after 8 years of Reagan and 3 years of Bush, and many programs had been cut. Many government programs, many entitlement programs were being cut. That was part of the Republican platform. Was even though there was the Congress was controlled by the Democrats, but that was he managed to get many of the things that he wanted passed. He managed to get through. And because there was less federal money coming into the states, so the states and the cities also had to cut certain things. So the Rebbe said to the senator, the Rebbe said that something has to be done, because since there are a lot of cuts in these entitlement programs, so there's a perception in the black community that the Jews are getting of the monies that are available, there's a perception in the black community that the Jews are getting a disproportionate share of the monies that are available. And this creates a lot of resentment. And the Rebbe says, I'm concerned that if it gets really bad, there could actually be blood in the streets. And this was not long before the riots broke out. I mean, obviously, the excuse was the car accident, but from all the things that they were screaming about and all the things, you could see that the resentment wasn't simply about, it was a buildup of resentment on many fronts. And so he said, this David Luchet said that when these events unfolded, so the senator said to him, he said, I've known for many years that the Rebbe is a wise man. I didn't know till now that the Rebbe is a prophet. That's what he... So it was interesting that it was that week that the Rebbe spoke about how the leader of the generation is also the prophet of the generation, that even a guy. For some reason, he loved Orthodox Jews. Nobody knows why. You know, I never heard of, an explanation of why he, that he, you know, and he saw, he recognized that, he had inside knowledge. Jews that ever spoke, contacted him on a private basis. It wasn't that ever didn't go public with this. That I was saying something has to be done, but that his reaction when these events happened is that now I know that I was a prophet. I'm saying the guy understood that the Pasha literally, without learning the Sikhi, understood literally that the Pasha was talking about a prophet.